You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco Unified is sharing some good news about graduation rates. Recent data show a jump for African-American students in the district. Last year, the graduation rate for Black students increased to nearly 90%. That's well above the state average. And that's a big deal for a district that's been struggling for decades with a significant African-American student achievement gap. But it turns out Black SFUSD graduates are still leaving high school less prepared for college and careers than other demographic groups. KALW education reporter Lee Romney is here with me to break it down. Hi, Lee.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi. So graduation rates, what are we talking about and how are they measured?
That is a good question. The data actually comes from the state, and the Department of Ed tracks students from the time they start high school in ninth grade, and they're looking to see, do students drop out? Do they graduate in 4 years or 5 years? Okay. So they follow the cohort like that.
Okay, and SFUSD saw some impressive gains?
Yes, with all student groups. Actually, there were big graduation rate increases for homeless students and foster youth. And in 2019, African-American students had a big bounce as well. Almost 90% graduation rate, which is even a little higher than the district's overall rate.
Okay, that sounds impressive. What does the district attribute this to?
Well, this is something the district's been working on for a decade to get students better prepared for college or careers and make sure they get a diploma. And it helps to have a little background. So to get admitted to UC or Cal State schools, students need to complete some very specific high school courses. Mm-hmm. And you may have heard these referred to as A through G requirements. Mm-hmm. So these are courses in English and math and science and foreign language and a couple of other areas.
And are these requirements at all high schools?
Actually, no. California Education Code says students can get a diploma with significantly fewer classes than that. But if students graduate with just those state minimum requirements, they can't even apply to those state schools. Mm. So back in 2009, mm-hmm. SFUSD's Board of Trustees voted to make this A through G coursework a graduation requirement for all students. Mm-hmm. And a big part of the reason was that prior to that, only 9% of the district's Black students and 18% of Latino students were enrolled in those classes. So they were coming out of high school with this big mark against them. So the change in the graduation requirements was meant to increase academic standards and to be an equalizer.
Okay. And was that unusual for a district to raise its graduation standards like that?
Well, SFUSD was not the first. Actually, San Jose was the first in the state. Mm-hmm. But San Francisco was among the earlier districts that did this and followed soon after by Oakland and LA Unified and San Diego Unified and then a bunch of others. So today, a little more than half the districts in the state require A through G coursework for graduation. And the idea was that even if students decide not to apply to those state schools, by meeting these more rigorous requirements, they'd be getting a better education.
So that's a big change, and it seems risky. Like, if the district and its schools didn't get it right, they'd end up with a lot more kids who were failing and dropping out. How did they manage to avoid that?
Well, they made it one man's job to figure that out, and mm-hmm. his name is Bill Sanderson. He's the district's assistant superintendent for high schools, and he actually used to be a science teacher right here at Burton, where our studios are located. So starting in 2010, his job was to put this graduation policy in place district-wide and make sure that kids didn't tank.
So what did high schools start doing differently?
Well, the first thing was expecting more from academic counselors. So it's more explicit now that they're supposed to be monitoring all students at the end of every semester to see whether they're on track to graduate or not. And that way students don't suddenly realize in their senior year that they have a bunch of classes they still need to take or retake, which I think was happening. Mm-hmm. The second thing is these counselors are getting much more training than they used to. And the third thing is if students are off track, counselors are supposed to be giving them more and better options to make up those class credits that they need, partly through real-world experiences like internships. So there's a better menu of choices.
Okay, so what's different about the counseling now?
Well, Sanderson says they've got better systems in place to intervene early, so as soon as there are signs that students need help. And he says that counseling is becoming more accessible. Mm-hmm. So like at Galileo High, which was one example they gave, there's more in-class time for counselors where they're actually working with the whole group of students in a classroom setting. And the district's also created a counseling manual that's aligned with national standards, and they say they're doing a lot more professional development with those counselors.
Okay, what about the Black students? Are they doing anything, you know, to specifically help that group?
Yes, they are. The district, a while back, launched something called the African American Achievement and Leadership Initiative, which is based out of the superintendent's office. And in 2017, they put success liaisons, is what they called them, in 9 high schools, specifically to pay attention to keeping African American students on track. Uh-huh. They're there to flag any D's or F's, to do college coaching, set up family meetings, and work in conjunction with the school counselors. Mm-hmm. And there's an even more intensive initiative that's fairly new called ADVANCE, and that is at 3 high schools now, Galileo, Burton, and Balboa. That's an approach that's offering even more support to African-American students, things mm-hmm. like trips to expose them to college and career opportunities. And then for students who are struggling, there's tutoring available through partnering community organizations. And kind of the higher a student's needs are, the more they're doing for them. So the district's gathering data, and the goal is to shepherd these kids into UC and CSU schools.
Okay. It sounds like the district has definitely been working on this, but you said African American students as a group are still graduating less prepared for college and careers than a lot of their peers. How?
Yeah. So this is the bad news part. That shift to requiring A through G coursework is exposing all students to college prep classes. Mm-hmm. That's good. But there's a hitch. To apply to UC and CSU campuses and to be considered college ready by the state, students need to get C's or above in those classes.
Okay.
And SFUSD is one of the districts in the state, and they're in the minority, but that allows students to get D's in those classes and still graduate. And African American students as a group are getting more D's.
How do we know that?
So of San Francisco Unified graduates overall last year, the state considered 62% to be college or career ready. And for Black graduates, it was 28%.
That's not a good number.
Yeah. But for Black students, it's actually an improvement. That 28% was a big jump over the year before. Mm-hmm. And Sanderson, the assistant superintendent of high schools, he says he knows there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. But he says exposure to more rigorous coursework has been a good thing, even for students who may be getting some D's. And last year, the number of African-American students taking math courses beyond Algebra 2 actually went up quite a bit.
Okay, so are those A to G classes the only way to be college and career ready?
No, there are actually a couple of other ways, and one of them is an approach called Pathways, mm-hmm. where groups of students move through classes together, their teachers work together, and each pathway has a theme or a concentration, like biotech or law or environmental science, or there's one at Balboa on game design. Mm. And these involve more real-world learning, and that works really well for a lot of kids. So SFUSD is trying to really pump those up. 4 high schools are now working to have all students in one of these pathways, and those are Galileo, Burton, Balboa, and O'Connell.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Romney is our education reporter. You can reach her at education@kalw.org. And a quick note, the San Francisco Unified School District holds KALW's license, but the station is editorially independent.